This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of the Trim Healthy Podcast. I've been gone last week, but I'm back. Do not fret, my children. Danny is here, and we can't wait.
Not only are you here, you are glowing, iridescent shirt.
I wore the brightest shirt because I'm feeling the brightest I've felt in hours.
Good, Danny. Holding your banana.
I brought my
banana. He's holding his banana and he's like using it as he speaks. He's lifting up in the air and emphasizing with a banana.
And this podcast is, of course, with Serene, Pearl, and little old me, Danny. Hey, Les is here. John's here. And
Solly and
no,
Getty.
No, Solace, but I want to call you Getty.
Yeah. N. Getty is her full
name. N. Getty. I was looking for the full, yes. I know Getty, but I wanted N. Getty, and so my brain froze completely. N. Getty is here.
And what Serena's not speaking gal. Because she's trying to give herself penance and discipline.
I was looking for Coles to put ashes all over my face.
She said for penance, because Serena and I were having a sisterly discussion, actually, as we do, about certain dietary things, that, you know, research and stuff that we're discussing. We weren't quite seeing eye to eye. So I was like, Serena, I want to tell you about what I'm feeling. And so she's like, oh, and I'll tell you what I'm feeling. And so then she talked for 10 minutes about what she was feeling. And I said, okay, thanks. I just didn't get to do what I said I was going to tell you. And so Serene felt bad. Apologized
yes,
to me.
Yes, I did. There's a
Isn't
trait.
Isn't that the beauty, though, of her personality? Because she blurbs, but then she apologizes.
But there's a trait in the Campbell lineage. And that's a trait that it's painful to not let the tongue move. It's actually pain. Like, actually, that whole introduction, I had things to say. Pearl, thank you for talking about the banana and matching the shirt, because my brain was screaming it out and I couldn't say it. But it was important information.
But you couldn't give yourself 10 minutes
penance. But wasn't it important information that the banana matched the shirt and the loudness and the obnoxiousness of it all? And he was using it like a monkey would when a monkey would be preaching.
Yes.
You know, he was like holding the banana and like, yeah.
It does look good together, though, a banana with this shirt.
Yeah, but he's shining today, Danny. And I wanted to say that. My brain was screaming. His shirt was so incandescent. It was just shining rays of.
Do you feel like your 2 minutes of penance, then you feel justified?
I felt like two millennials.
Millenniums.
But it was to say sorry, Pearl. Sorry, my darling Pearl.
All right,
she had
Serene.
Things to say to me. She wanted to share her heart. And I didn't listen because I was very thorough in sharing mine.
I love it. That's what I love about Serene, though. You have to forgive her for everything because she just blurts stuff out, but then she's so repentant.
But in honesty, I wasn't aware that I wasn't listening to you. I thought that I was listening to you the whole time.
Yes.
But in retrospect, I wasn't. But
that comes with the what'd you call it?
The Campbell lineage.
Yeah. Oh, that Campbell's out last night.
Campbell means crooked mouth, by the way.
That's
We
were Campbells. People don't know that, Serene.
Oh, I made a name. Yeah, I made a name.
Hey, anyway, Serene, you brought some goods today. You brought a great subject as you walked in before we got to arguing, and I loved it.
Yeah.
So I had something to share, and we're going to put mine on the shelf and go with yours, Serene. Let's bring it.
Well, mine could go on the shelf too.
No,
I might need it for penance.
You want to blurt
it's too
it
late, Serene. Let the tongue move.
Okay. Freedom! I was on a walk on Sunday afternoon and Pearl and I had already been in a discussion.
That was the beginning of our argument.
That was the beginning of our argument. And I'd left Pearl pretty heated. It was actually nice, but I think our souls were a bit heated. I was a little bit like, you know what? I'm not sure about all this. So anyway, instead of going over to Pearl's house to have a yarn, I thought I'm going to listen to some audio on my walk. Then I won't feel tempted
tainted
to go.
By Pearl.
No, I won't feel tempted to go and talk to Pearl to fill the airspace. So I was listening to a bit of Billy, good old Billy Graham. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to him, actually, never.
Old Bill Graham.
Even though, I totally love the guy, he wasn't in my era and in my father's era. My father just loves him. But my son the other day came in from gardening and he's like, he was almost shaking. He's like, Mom, I heard this voice. I was listening to like audio scriptures on my, you know, on the Safari on the internet, and it came to a close and it must have been the next thing on whatever on this page. And he said, it's like, I've got goosebumps all over my body. And the guy's voice, it's like the movies, Mom. It's like the movies. And it's got such power behind it. And I'm like, who is it? And he's like, I don't know. I've never heard of the man. And I looked it up and he's like, it's a Billy Graham.
Oh,
and
I'm like, wow.
Yeah. And it was an old message from way back. But see, that anointing still carried.
You can receive Christ as your Lord and Savior.
That's right.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
that
was similar.
It was
the way he talked.
It was amazing. So I decided to listen to good old Billy on the way on my walk. And it was about three things.
Yeah.
All you need is three things. And he was talking about how he grew up and about how he grew up on a farm, as did most of middle America. And there was just two ruts that you'd call a road. They had no television, no radio. They didn't even have a radio. They didn't have indoor plumbing. They occasionally had electricity, but not all the time. It was just hit and miss. They got up at 4:30 every morning. 4:30 every morning, their mum fed them breakfast because they had to milk the cows and they didn't know any better. And then he was like, you know, looking back, the Department of Human Services would have had to come out on all of America,
yeah.
You know, because this is not the way of life. This is not good enough living, right? But he says, I never knew of anyone who committed suicide in our town.
Mm.
I never knew of like, I heard people whistle. You know, mm-hmm. as they went about their work, he said, we were the happiest children alive. And he was talking about a quote that he heard from his uncle or whatever he used to say, true riches. I'm sure the uncle got it from somebody, but I don't know the name right now. But true riches is knowing what you can live without.
Mm.
That's true riches. And
nice.
Anyway, so he went on about three beautiful spiritual things that we need. Like we need in life, we don't need anything else. We need the blood. We need the cross. We need faith. And he went and talked. I don't actually remember his actual three things because I was just so only got to the first one, which was the blood of Christ, because my walk was a little bit short. It was hot and there was chiggers and ticks. Anyway.
Tiggers and chicks.
Yeah, yeah. So one thing I probably can't do without is a good old natural tick spray out in our area. But anyway, it got me thinking. So as I was driving over here quick to the potty, I was thinking about what we're going to say today. And I was telling Pearl, we got to simplify. You know, a lot of people think, hey, you know, I forgot to put my order in this month to Trim Healthy Mama. So I've got no baking blend. I'm all out of collagen. I'm all out of such and such. I'll just have to just eat normal because I can't do it without these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's probably only three things, Pearl and I think. We've got three things. That's all you need to do the plan. Pearl, take it away.
Yeah, I loved that. What are the three things that you need? Serene, at first, she said, I was loving what Serene was saying. And I said, so Serene, what are these three things? Tell me. And she said, well, I don't know yet, but I'm thinking one of them's a mouth, one of them's a stomach. And
one of them's a brain.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, that's not it, Serene. But she's like, what? I thought to myself, what are the three? Let's simplify Trim Healthy Mama down to the very basics. The fuels,
this potty,
right?
Just to interrupt, and Pearl, you're going to go ahead, but this potty is all about how to simplify.
Yeah.
And may I add right in this moment.
Yes, Dan.
That's something I've learned so much from you gals.
Yeah.
Is really simplifying. Because I like to sometimes go too deep, you know, like overthink, you know. My son's that way too. We kind of obsess about things. And just being a part of this has helped me kind of chillax.
Thanks, Dan. I like your hair today, too.
And is that an electrical thing to zap yourself when you get too ADD in the
chair?
It's
to zap one of you, actually. No, this is, an ADD toy that I can squeeze and fill so I don't have to run circles around the building.
Okay, it looked like electricity was going to come out of it. But anyway, Pearl, go ahead.
I think the three things, what do you need for Trim Healthy Mama? You need a protein. Any protein, any healthy protein, maybe the only protein that we say you probably wouldn't use is like a soy protein concentrate or something like that. Even if you've got sprouted tofu, you're okay. But just a protein, think of any protein. What have you got? You've got a fish, you've got a chicken, you've got a bean, even though there's not as much protein in beans. But hey, there's protein in there. You've got a meat, you've got an egg. What have you got? You've got protein. Then what else do you need? That's number one.
Yeah. So
right?
You know, if you don't have the whey and the collagen and all that stuff the pizzazzy, all the chocolate whey and all that.
It's all gravy.
Yeah. It's like Billy Graham. He didn't have indoor plumbing, but we're sure glad for our indoor plumbing. But hey, he didn't even know that he missed it.
I know. When we first started, Serene, did we have all this?
No. And still to this day, Pearl, you and I don't have it. Just to be honest.
You don't have indoor
Pearl
plumbing?
Pearl and I aren't product people.
Oh,
you know?
Well, I have collagen and whey protein in my house, darling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have it in my house.
Yeah.
But personally, I'm not a big taker because I just like simple. I just throw a fillet of salmon and have it over salad, and I'll have a sweet potato with
and
some
chicken.
And at
the end, we'll talk about our three things meals.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my children, they dig the chocolate protein.
I'm using collagen and trimmies and stuff like that, and a little bit of whey protein sometimes if I have a shake or whatever. But you're right. So let's think about your protein. I'm not talking about specialty ingredient proteins.
No, because we're simplifying.
Exactly.
Are you guys unselling your products right now?
Yes, because we're unselling.
That's the integrity of it all, Dan. It's like we really want people to know they can do this. They could have done it back in Billy Graham's time before the internet and ordering.
That's what I'm saying. You can do it if you only have a Piggly Wiggly store.
If you have a brain and a mouth and a stomach.
Okay.
You guys are
the
are
next
so
thing.
Honest.
You don't even need to own a book. You can go to the library.
Mm-hmm. The Dude. Next thing, number two, I said is, do you have a veg?
Thank you.
All and right. That's Thank what I you. Go to next, okay? Now, I know we've got the carbs, fats, things coming. Those are number three. They're piled together.
Yeah, because they're the fuel.
But the next thing I'm saying is have a veg because that's going to make up a big part of your plate and it's going to give you your nutrients and your vitamins. Of course, your protein is too. But it's those needful things, right, to cleanse, to get rid of toxins, to put chlorophyll in you and all those catechins and xanthans and all those things.
Xanthans?
Yes.
Xanthans
good? I'm trying to make the noise of a chainsaw. Can you do it for me?
I couldn't make a chainsaw.
Come on, Dan. If anyone can make
do
a
it?
Chainsaw.
That's
there you
it.
Go. Thank you, Dan.
I'm chainsawing over boxes right now. Can I chainsaw over a box?
Yes, please.
And then I want you to hay it. I'm chainsaw. Where's your veg at breakfast? I'm just chainsawing it.
Okay, but sometimes you don't have to.
Sometimes you don't, but I'm just chainsawing for a second. Since I added veggies to my breakfast, my whole diet has changed because do you know what? It was a paradigm shift in my head about the importance of these things.
Yeah.
I kind of thought, well, you know, I'll have them later on in the day and blah, 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 blah. But when I told myself, hey, veggie at breakfast, where's my veg?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. It changed my honor of them.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm feeling this.
What about if you're having your oatmeal? You don't bother, right?
Well, no, maybe not on an oatmeal breakfast, but my neighbors
if you're having an egg, you
are
will.
Giving cucumbers, like they're coming and
I
dropping
know,
them off
I
at
know.
The doorstep like stray cats.
Yeah.
And I just chuck one in on the side after my oatmeal. You know, it's
right.
just some good fiber. Keeps me full. It's great.
Any
That's
veg. And let's just talk about how simple veggies are, right? I love, and we've done potties on this before, but I love that if you want to be so simple, I love the cabbage. I love pre-shredded cabbage in a bag. I love the old lettuce. These are basic things. I love the zucchini
frozen spinach
squash.
Chucked on the griddle in the morning next to fried eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, the squash that's coming off like stray cats.
Yeah.
You know, like throwing over the neighbor's fence in summer. Grating it up on the grater and chucking it inside my omelette crate.
Oh, no, we've been given the same squash and zucchini because they're your neighbors and my neighbors, and I'm just steaming them up every night. Put a little coconut oil, salt, pepper. Yes,
my ADD heard that the stray cats that the neighbors chuck over the fence end up chopped up and on my griddle.
It was Serene doing an analogy of the zucchini being like stray cats, too many of them.
Okay, so the zucchini's
instead of murdering
chopped.
Those stray cats, you know how people used to drown them, which was very mean.
Oh, that's
They
horrible.
Give them to neighbors.
Well, talking about animals, the reason why I took the last big 5-gallon tub of them was because he said, if you don't take them, I'll just give them
Not
to my cows.
Cats,
and I couldn't
zucchini.
Bear it. I couldn't bear them going to cows instead of my children. So I said,
zucchini.
Pearl, look at Pearl's glass of water.
Yeah, that's my.
That's how where the stray cats are going.
Very cool.
She's got it chopped full
we
of
have
chopped.
So many cucumbers
it's a big
right
jar
now.
Of water
I love them.
Zucchini and lemons.
And I just keep them out in the thing. My children go around and grab them like carrots
I don't put them in the fridge
on them.
Because the fridge would fall apart and not work anymore. How many you'd have to stuff in there, you know? Yeah.
I have another hay.
Yeah.
It's in context. What you said xanthan. I've always seen xanthan gum.
Not like xanthan gum. Exanthians. How do you spell it?
Okay.
It's those things and veggies and some other things. It's
okay.
Just
We're not talking about xanthan gum.
It's a carotenoid.
Fight
free
radicals
yeah?
and things like that. Yeah.
Okay.
It's
the color of
berries,
your shirt.
The color.
Things that are the color of your shirt, Denny.
Okay. These are the things that are
potatoes?
In the berries and give them their color.
Yeah, and anything purple and anything blue and anything red and anything orange.
Shout out to purple sweet potatoes again, people.
Or even purple white potatoes, but that's no such thing, purple potatoes.
See, I really, I'm telling you what, the chainsaw is over, Pearl, and we're back.
Okay, Dan, you want to contribute, I think. So what veggie are you doing that you didn't used to do?
Don't you give me some little nod of contribution.
I want to hear from a person who's changed his
But don't just talk
diet.
About how you go and eat fistfuls of spinach. We want to have a
I
little
know
bit
that
more
you are,
flavor flair.
What's it called now? Instant Pot Dan.
Instant Pot Dan here.
What are you having your salmon with? You're instant potting salmon all the time, right?
Yeah, salmon, rice.
Okay, rice. What veggie are you having with
veggie
it?
Veggie is either spinach with a little oil, salt, lemon.
Yeah, and that raw spinach?
Raw spinach. Yeah, because I love the ease of taking a handful of it and dropping it on a plate.
He's still at handfuls of spinach, but still, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
at least it's not going to the cows.
I will cook spinach up in my eggs.
Yeah.
So my green veggies are going to be usually, and I love what you said about veggies in the morning because it's so true. I think I've always been like, I'll finally muscle my veggies down at dinner when I've got other savory things to eat with it.
Yeah.
But let's not do it first thing. Let's give the old belly a break, right?
Yeah.
But you're right. I like putting it in first. It does set it up differently. But so I'll cook it into eggs.
Yeah.
And then at night, greens will be peas, broccoli.
Good old boy of America, peas.
Peas and broccoli.
But that's awesome. Even though it's very simple, that's okay.
I can't believe you're not like doing a cheerlead to peas.
I got to eat the same thing over and over because to think about new is to stress me out a little bit.
Exactly. But that's okay. Eventually you'll incorporate a little more new here, a little more.
Yeah, because then it won't be a big deal.
But what you've learned to do is be consistent with those veggies.
Yes.
Yes, totally.
And that's what we're saying. Basic stuff from your grocery
Edamame.
Store. Or from your friend who's trying to get rid of their zucchini and cucumbers.
Or their cats.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And another thing, because we started out this whole conversation today, and it was involving a childhood and children. That's a big thing I tell my children. My boys are so good about their protein now because it's vanity.
Yeah, you know, mine too. They just want to build muscle.
Yeah, it's just all about their muscle, man.
Preach.
That's what Rocky got up this morning. I used to say, "Where's your protein?" when he was younger.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying, I was like,
"Where's your veg?" That's what I say.
Where's your veg? Because they've got the protein thing down. And I was like, I made them up some beef and rice. And I was like, "Look, we've got all this, you know, cucumber here. Why don't you just have someone? You have some lettuce with it, Rock."
Yeah.
He was like, "Mom, I've got my protein. I need protein right now."
Right now.
So funny. And the concern on their face. It's very
good emotional teen.
Proud. Furrowed brow. But listen, cucumbers are great for children. Once they bite into one and take a few bites, they're absolutely addictive. My children are going around eating them all day now.
What about a good old holding on to and chewing on a good old carrot like Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Kids love that.
That's part of our childhood, Pearl. A good old carrot when we were hungry, that's what we got.
Same.
we got.
I'm hungry. Grab a carrot.
Grab a carrot.
But do you see how there's nothing fancy about these veggies?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
Just doing a little thing that's not too fancy. I just cut the cucumbers really quickly and put it in a salsa prepared jar, which is my cleaned out salsa jars. It's like our containers at our house. And I just put like of apple cider vinegar in the bottom of it, which is probably like 3 tablespoons.
Right.
And then 1 heaped teaspoon of gentle sweet. If you don't want to do products, because we're simplifying.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's just a dressing. Like, go buy your Trovia. And then a little, but don't put stevia or extract in it. It doesn't work in this ingredient.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you making here? Pickled carrots?
No. Listen.
All right.
And then I put 1 teaspoon of MCT oil, but no special ingredients. I've only just started doing that. I never used to. So don't worry. Simplify and leave it out. A few pinches of salt and a few shakes of black pepper. And then I add the sliced cucumbers and I just shake the jar a few times in the morning, leave it out. And when I walk past the counter, shake the jar. I just eat them all day for candy, but I send my husband every day with a salsa prepared jar of cucumber. It's one big cucumber.
Oh, that's delicious. Now, we have to go over that again because I'd like to do that. Now, let's do it in ways. Every time you give a THM ingredient, I will sub you with one anyone can use.
Okay.
Watch me do it.
With apple cider vinegar. I've never measured it.
Okay, no, hold on. What goes in the jar first?
Apple cider vinegar, raw, with the mother.
Okay, before cucumbers.
Apple cider vinegar.
3 tablespoons apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, it's probably about 3.
2 to 3.
Probably a quarter of a cup.
2 to 4 people.
Okay. And then I do a heaped teaspoon of gentle sweet.
Okay. 1 heaped teaspoon of gentle sweet or any crap.
Say it like it is.
You can get at your local joint.
No, Truvia. I'm not crapping on them.
Okay.
They might just have
don't
some GMOs.
Do stevia extract, peeps. I tell you why. I tasted my mom's.
Any stevia blend.
And she does stevia extract and I can taste the... This we don't want it in this thing.
We want it mild and gentle sweet to taste. So if you're using Pi-Ure, that's stronger too. Only use about 1/2 to 3 teaspoons.
And now about it's probably like 1/4 teaspoon of mineral salt or just sea salt Hanes from Walmart.
Okay. Let's try not to do Hanes, but let's.
What
if we're Billy Graham, Pearl?
Himalayan salt. You can get it at any grocery store.
Okay, well, I was trying to be Billy Graham, like out with the rut road.
Even if you don't have Himalayan salt, any old salt would do you.
Yeah. Black pepper to shake?
Any black pepper to shake.
From your grandma's shaker.
From your grandma's shaker will do.
So that was black pepper, that was standard. And that's it, people. Oh, 1 teaspoon of MCT if you want.
Well, we don't have to use that. We can use olive oil.
No, don't. Yuck. I think it's because it's going to be, we don't need oil. If you don't have MCT, leave it out.
Leave it out, people.
Because sometimes you want the, I love olive oil, but I don't want the taste of it in this.
I don't mind it.
Slice the
avocado
cucumber.
Oil would work.
Slice the cucumber. Slice stick it. Stick it in the jar, any old how. Give it a shake. Shake it around your kitchen for just a couple of minutes. There's no water. The water comes out of the cucumber. And
yum!
And so I just stick it in my husband's lunchbox like that every day. And just before he eats of it, he gives it a shake. And then the dressing goes all around each cucumber.
But I would just like snack on that. Danny looks like he's finding love for the first time.
But what do you do? Is this a drink?
Or
This is like a pickled treat.
Yeah, but it's not pickled with all the pickle junk. Like the white vinegar that's from corn. What's that stuff that we always talk about?
It's your healthy form of yummy way to use up cucumbers.
We're talking about healthy pickling almost, right?
Well, instant
and pickling raw. Is what we're talking about. Instant, raw, live pickling.
Time for fermenting.
Now, how deep? Does it go deep into the pickle or is this more of a topical flavoring for the pickle?
No, it tastes great.
We need a name for this recipe. Hey, you know what?
Yeah,
we're going to
legit.
Do a vid
Nancy.
For it.
Why? Let's call it Nancy.
Because I got it from my mum. She actually cuts up onion in it.
My mum had those
like
every
this.
Night. And that's
but
why
she used
I'm
to put
saying.
Honey in it.
Yeah,
hey, honey in it.
Can you call it the Nancy?
You could. Guess what? You could even do raw honey because 1 teaspoon, what's that going to
totally.
Do?
Totally. Yeah, exactly. Good. Billy Graham would have had it. He would have had his own bees.
If Billy Graham did it.
I like my cucumbers with honey.
I love it. Okay, so we've talked about any veg and we'll actually talk meals at the end, but veg, any veg. Okay, now number three, mates, is your carb or your fat.
Your fuel. Where's my fuel?
Okay, so where's my fuel? I've got my protein, I've got my veg. Now where's my carb or my fat if I'm losing weight? Or where's my carb and my fat?
Like today.
If I'm not wanting to care about losing weight.
Like today, right? Because Pearl's on to me. I'm nursing
I'm
a baby round the clock. And my toddler and my baby, I call them my twins because one's very advanced and one is super genius. My older toddler.
But he needs constant watching.
But he needs constant watching. And so they're like my twins and it's taken weight off me. But
yeah, because Serene pushes them in a stroller all
day. To keep them safe in one spot. But anyway, the point being is I'm on to crossovers and we're going to do a potty about the importance of crossovers and they are on plan. But anyway, you might want to do both.
Yeah, because Serene's lost too much
Get this girl
weight.
Some peanut butter.
Dan, I know.
Some peanut butter.
Get her some almond butter.
No, but you see, fat doesn't put weight on me. Only only the combining of fats and carbs.
Yeah.
Fats and carbs together.
I can do a lot of fat and not put weight.
Maybe that's my answer.
I've told
maybe,
you that
maybe,
a million
Maybe
times
you could read
Dan.
THM.
Yeah,
I'll get
there's
that
a book
for you.
It's called Trim Healthy Mum.
I've
it
heard
talks
this
about
book.
Fats and carbs. It talks about separating them from weight loss. And then to maintain weight or even to gain, there's this thing called a crossover.
But you know what? You could go to your library and look and see if they have one. Or maybe we have one.
You guys might have an extra. Give me that old one with the old cover.
So let's talk about your carbs or your fat. You're going to do healthy versions of both. So let's just say on Trim Healthy Mama, my carb here, my fuel is going to be my carb. I'm going to keep it a smart carb. So I'm going to use either a sweet potato, a fruit, a bean.
A quinoa, an ancient grain. Sprouted grain
it's
bread.
It's going to be so jolly delicious.
And please
Man,
do
I love my
not
carbs.
Misunderstand. Trim Healthy Mama, we love carbs. We embrace carbs. They rev fat loss, actually. We have never been ashamed of carbs. When our first book came out, it was like when all the other low-carb movements were going and maybe we got lumped in because there were certain meals we pulled back on them. But we're only ever carb-conscious so we don't spike our carbs or at weight loss time removing them so we just burn the fuel of fat. But we embrace carbs. We want to shout it out again. And we don't just stick to berries because that's not even enough. That's like a non-starchy vegetable.
And your low-carb wrap at your grocery store, that's
it's
not
enough
carb
either. So remember a good old mango in the summer, some tropical fruit. Remember some watermelon at 4th of July.
Guess why you need your carbs? I know many of you maybe, you know, you've struggled with diabetes or whatever and you're thinking, but I can't do carbs. Carbs sing lullabies to your adrenals and you need healthy adrenals to lose that weight. You need healthy adrenals to speak to your thyroid, to speak to your liver, to do all of it. And so see what you can do. Some people say, I just feel tired after emails, and that's your carb meals for those who are new. play around and see which carbs work best for you. Maybe you're an apple girl and you do fantastic with an apple in your meals. Maybe you're not a mango girl, but guess what? Maybe you are a mango girl and you just don't know it.
Yeah, exactly.
You could try it out. Beans, maybe you're a lentil girl. Oh my goodness, love lentils because it's so high in folate. Anybody with an MTHFR mutation, if you've heard of that. Lentils are one of the, like, almost the third highest foods in folate in the world. There's like 350 milligrams of folate in a cup of lentils, people.
And I made the most beautiful lentil soup the other night, and I seasoned it with rosemary and because I had ground lamb in it.
Serene, that sounds divine.
It was divine.
So there's your carb, all right? Or if you're in weight loss mode, you can have fuel with a fat for an S meal. So what are your healthy fats? Maybe it's an avocado. Maybe it's a fatty meat.
Right. Maybe it's the olive oil from Italy where Pearl just came back and everyone doesn't use butter. They dunk in the olive oil generously.
Or maybe it is some butter.
Oh,
you
know about butter too.
Maybe it's coconut oil. So that would be your fat. Do you see, are any of those things specialty?
No, oh, it might be Gouda cheese.
Can you get any of those things from your grocery store?
I bet Billy Graham could have got all the
What would Billy Graham say,
oil.
Denny?
He would say, I like my cucumbers like I like my Christ.
Yes,
every day and always.
There you go.
He's good.
He's good. So that's your three things. Let's go over them again. Your veg. Yeah. Where's your veg?
No, number one. It wasn't number one, baby
yes,
girl.
Where's your protein? Where's your protein? Where's your veg? Number two, number three, where's your fuel? Fats or carbs or both? And listen, you are definitely on
yes,
Trim Stan. Healthy Mama. You were part of the gang if you do live on crossovers.
Mm-hmm.
You are not like, well, I'm not doing Trim Healthy Mama now because I'm at Girl Weight. No, you still have to watch that you're not spiking your blood mm-hmm. sugar because that actually is dangerous for your adrenals too because that causes your stress hormones when you spike. So you want to hit the sweet spot in your diet.
Yeah, and for some people, that's really to the very edge of the 45.
45, exactly.
Some people it is. Some people it's not, though. But I know that Leslie had her hand up before you, Dan. Rookie question.
I want to talk
Ladies
about more simple.
First.
Or do we do rookie now?
Well, she's got a rookie that relates.
You got a rookie that relates? You come now. Bassam, come
Rookie
to my
relates.
Phone.
Oh, come okay. on, Leslie Bassam.
Yeah.
You know, Leslie used to be called co-producer Leslie, and then she got switched to Leslie Pops because she's like Mary Poppins. Yes, but now she's Leslie Bassam's.
Leslie Bassam's. Serena's head is underneath this microphone.
Yes, Leslie
Tim's
Bassam.
Probably going to edit this out.
That's all I need, mate. You keep your good sovereign water.
I'm so happy to be next to Serena. Hi. I have a question. I was trying
I'm
to like
sim. Proverbs and Bassam's because I'm right after you.
Proverbs and Bassam's. I was trying to simplify this in my head even more.
We'll tell you the meaning of that joke later.
Oh. Wait, is that...
Sorry, three people Proverbs probably didn't even...
After Psalms in the Bible. So I said, I'm sitting right after you, so you could be Psalms and I'll be Proverbs.
And I got it, and I pointed at her silently and gave her this big thumbs up, like, that was brilliant.
And Leslie Psalms looked at me like, I don't kind of find it funny, so, you know, but that's why you're Psalms.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Go, Leslie
so
Pops.
Sorry, I totally didn't get that. So,
that's fine.
Genesis. Exodus,
Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, and Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Song of Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon.
Still going. No, we're still going.
Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Malchus, Nahum, and Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi.
Back in the Billy Graham day when we could say from Genesis to Revelation. That's what that is.
Dan.
I don't know the song, otherwise I would have joined.
And we went and took that $5 and we didn't spend it on Trim Healthy Mama food. We went to the corner store and brought milk drops.
Okay, let Leslie Bassam's do her thing. We're just showing off now.
It's no longer a relative question.
Oh, just
because we're so far away. No. I was trying to simplify it even more. Where's your veg?
Where's your protein first?
Okay, so I got that one.
Oh, okay. You're back to where's your veg.
Where's your veg? All veg isn't veg though. Some of it's a carb, right?
Oh.
Like in my brain. And then I was like, are all fruits carbs?
Okay.
Like where's the rule there?
That was a good question.
Okay, Lels.
Rookie.
Okay, rookie.
Rookie was quite intelligent.
Okay, most, I want to say that 99% of veggies is veg, what we're talking about. There's only a handful in the thousands of veg that aren't veg, they're a carb.
Cool.
Do tell.
You want to hear them? Corn, yep. White potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, even though they're so healthy. And then there's a few that most people don't really talk about. No, not really carrots. We'll talk about those. But things like rutabaga, cassava,
but rutabaga, parsnips. I find parsnips. But I think rutabaga is less carby than a parsnip.
Yeah, but it's still on the sort of carby idea. It's not non-starchy.
They're rooties.
They're rooties and they're starchy.
But radishes are not starchy. No.
And they're a root. So you think of all the thousands of veg. There's like five
carrots
or six.
Carrots when cooked. Raw carrots, that's fine.
Yeah, but if you've just got a few raw cooked carrots, they're
I'm not worried about that. In stew, nah, who cares?
Yeah. That's it. Good question, Liz.
And all fruits.
All fruits are carbs, babes.
All
except
of them.
Berries, which are not very carby.
Yeah, blueberries would be your most out of the berries. But if you're just having a smattering, I wouldn't count that.
But all fruit, and then think of berries a different bit differently, except
Psalms out.
Do I get Psalms? My question?
Oh my
now?
Goodness! Don't tell me you're like coming to the water and saying Psalms.
We'd like you to say Psalms. Psalms
out. You said Psalms. That's
no,
like
Psalms.
You forgot.
It was fast. No, it was
you're
fast.
You're acting like you were raised in church.
It was silent.
Psalms out.
We like you, Tim, cute and Psalms.
Go back, find it, make it louder. Hear my ps.
Yeah.
So I have a question in context as well for everything you were just saying.
Yes, Dan.
Just for the new in the room, which, by the way, is me, always. Just
for those who never learn.
You're very clean shaven today, Dan.
That's why you think I look brighter. I don't have the darker facial hair, I think. Crossovers.
Yes.
Could we just revisit what is a crossover?
Okay. You start with your protein and then you matchy-matchy carbs and fats.
Same grams, you mean?
No, they don't have to be exactly the same. It's just like
amounts?
You got like plenty of fat, plenty of carbs.
Like you have a good, nice, good-sized sweet potato. I'm not talking about a tiny one. And I'm not talking about a giant one that's like ridiculous either. Like at some Cracker Barrel and it's like the size of your whole
Cracker
long plate.
Barrel ones aren't bad. I tell you which ones. Steakhouses have the ones that are like plates long.
Plates long,
So we're talking
A good fist.
So scrambled eggs with cheese
plus sweet potato with like a real.
Hold on, let him finish. Scrambled eggs and cheese plus what?
Plus a baked potato with butter and salt.
Scrambled eggs and cheese is not a crossover, but if you have scrambled eggs and cheese with that baked potato, then it's a crossover.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You got to have the carb or two pieces of sprouted toast with it, you see.
Now, let me ask you this.
A piece of fruit.
Is that for maintaining or is that for gaining?
It's for maintaining and gaining depending on the person.
You to gain, that wouldn't make you gain.
No. What will?
Hi.
Glory. Well, okay, I don't think necessarily anything because listen, no, I'm trying to speak to you. Does the potter say, does the clay say to the potter, why'd you make me so? Danny, you're a healthy looking man.
Thank you.
Maybe you're not going to look like the guy that turned green. What's his name? Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk.
But you can be healthy. Now, you don't want to drop under, and there are certain things you do to stay at the max for you.
Sure.
But your max isn't – you don't want to, like, get a fatty liver over trying to, like, get too fat.
No. But I do.
I do have help. By the way.
Yeah. I do have help. And whenever you do a crossover, you do a heavy one.
Yes.
And so your fats would be ones that are a little harder to break down, like fully intense, lots of nut butters.
Yeah.
Along with like white potatoes versus sweet. Or if you do rice, you need a full cup versus even three quarters a cup. You need, you know, you're a burner of fuel. So you need lots of good carbs and lots of good fats.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there we exactly. Go.
However, your gallbladder doesn't love fats right now,
correct.
Right?
So I'm going light on fats.
You can go lighter on fats.
And just heavier
make them
on.
Heavier. Make them nutty if you can because they're harder to break down.
Which means the gallbladder works less or more?
I think oils for gallbladder are a little bit more problematic than like nuts, right, Sereni?
Well, they have the roughage in it. Yeah. I feel like it's just kind of like...
They don't have to go to the gallbladder.
Don't quote us on that, but I feel it myself.
That makes sense because I've actually thought that before. Like if I'm going to do fats, let me go for nuts rather than
oils. Or an avocado. The food with the oil is in it.
Yeah, it's like your body has to take time. It's not like instant.
Yeah, like drinking
oil. To the gallbladder,
oil.
Right. And then in the gallbladder can play up a bit.
Which is what butter is and like avocado oils and stuff.
Yeah,
they're
pretty instant there.
I'm with you.
So I think I'd go, I buy this wonderful almond butter and cashew butter off John here, producer John, but he gets it from someone else. It's the most amazing stuff. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Okay, so can I just keep simplifying onto the simplifying? Because this whole party is about simplifying,
yes,
right?
Darling. I'm learning.
Okay, so, you know, we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot. Danny, you've learned a lot. Producer John has learned a lot. We've all learned a lot here on our health
journey.
He
literally just looked up
for the first time. No, not from us. I'm talking from all of us on our own health journeys. We keep learning, right? We keep stumbling across information. Producer John here, he's like a genius on all things inside the blood, inside water. Like, mm-hmm. he's kind of Mr. Science Head, right? Mm-hmm. We all know, we're kind of like everyone out there now with Google and all that. We've got a lot of information out here. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say we'll learn a lot from Serena Pearl. It's junk. I'm just saying information is out there. And as we go along in our health journey, we get a lot of information upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay. And it starts to swim around.
Yeah.
And that in itself is freedom. Mm. But it can also be chains of condemnation and shame and oopsie. Mm. And that's what happens to me sometimes is, oh, it's 12 o'clock. I know what happens when I don't get to bed at 10, cortisol turns on and blah, 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 blah. And instead of going to bed as a happy soul, I go to bed in the shame of the cortisol.
Condemnation.
Yeah, totally.
So the shame turns on more cortisol.
Yeah. And so today, you know, it's summer and my children are in and out and in and out. We don't have a screen door inside of our door and the flies were everywhere. And I knew I was feeling cortisol as I was eating because I couldn't bring the spoon to my mouth and properly whack the fly off my food and hold the baby at the same time. Mm-hmm. It was a real conundrum. It was causing cortisol. And then my children were like throwing pillows off the couch and it was getting on the floor where my toddler was putting a sweet potato, like throwing it off his high chair. And there was a lot of cortisol and I ate in it. I can't remember chewing. Mm. And then I had cortisol for half an hour. Oh, that lunch is wrecked and I'm probably not burning all the fuel properly and my metabolism's probably all up in a loop because of all the info upstairs.
Yeah, because you knew it.
Because I knew it. So beforehand, I probably ate like a billion miles an hour too, but I was a happy lark. Now, it probably wasn't good for me and the information is good for steering me in the right direction when I have choices to make. Okay, I could speed through this or okay, I could try and relax. Okay, this is good information to steer me. But once the evil is done, the information becomes poison to me. Yeah. So I'm trying to simplify it to you guys and say, hey, this is great. Let it lead you and guide you all this information in your health journey, but don't let it be shame to you because you were more blissfully, ignorantly happy before.
Yeah. You don't let it be shame. Here's what I want to say too as part of the simplification. And, you know, Serena and I are learning and we're all still learning. We haven't arrived here at Trim Healthy Mama yet. God forbid that we say this is the only way. It is a helpful way that because we tried so many other things. But to say that we've arrived and couldn't learn other things, I think would be awful. So Serena and I are still learning things and we were just arguing about it this morning. But here's one thing that we both agree on. When you learn some new information, this is good for you, for any of you too. And I'm going to speak to the believers here and people that aren't believers. Whatever you learn and read in a book, because there's so much good information, you don't have to digest everything in a book if you don't agree with it. But what are the principles you're going to take away? Do they line up? I always say with the word of God, okay? So if someone says, well, we weren't created to eat meat or meat is bad, I go to the Bible and it says the exact opposite. And then science tells us we were born with hydrochloric oxide. Acid, you can't acid, hydrochloric acid. You can't, you know, get your B12 anywhere other than meat. Okay, so they line up. So I think, okay, put that on the shelf. There's such a thing as probably too much meat in the diet. Let's get balance with veg and all that. Yeah. But let's put that on the shelf for now because that is no longer simple.
Yeah.
That is just man's conundrums that go round and round. If you're not a believer and you don't really want to turn to the Bible, look at history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what they've done for thousands of years.
Yeah, and countries and nations that thrived that weren't all full of type 2 diabetes and things like that.
And the same thing with carbs. If you hear, well, keto's the only way to go, you know, it's the healthiest diet. We don't need carbs to thrive. Look in the Bible.
Yes.
It's going to tell you. Carbs are good.
Refresh me with apples.
It's going to tell you that we were created for them because, you know, it's right there in Deuteronomy, the herb of the fruit of the grape,
the harvest
of the field, the grains. And then look at history. If you don't want to look in the Bible, and then, same
and
thing.
If it says, you know, dairy is a unclean, is yeah. not a very good food, and blah blah blah. Hey, have you got an allergy? Hey, you need to walk out of that and heal for a while and get off of dairy for a while. Yeah, sure, mate. But if not, I mean, I love it how it says in Deuteronomy also. You know, I give you goat's milk enough for your whole household and to refresh your maidens. Yeah. I mean, it's very clear. And back in those days, livestock was currency. Camels, cows. Goats, all of that. And they ate of the dairy and they ate of the butter and the milk and the curds and the whey, and it was cultured.
And we're also unique. You know, some of us do thrive with dairy. Some of us, we choose to eat some of the other foods and maybe we don't thrive with dairy, especially pasteurized dairy of the modern day.
It's very hard for people to get the raw.
Or certain people have gone through different things. Certain people's livers are there. Certain people's livers are over there. But still, we can't throw it out.
Yeah.
And we can't say, well, dairy is a bad food.
No, we could say for right now, maybe it's not good for me.
Right.
For me, it's not good for me right now, for sure.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I'm totally dairy free.
And also, you're also probably not having sources of raw dairy or raw goat's dairy,
that's
which
true.
Is a lot easier to digest than cows.
Exactly.
You know, and so there's a lot of different aspects of that argument. You can throw the whole baby out in the bathwater, but raw dairy is a very different animal.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and then, of course, cultured, and then, of course, goat or sheep.
Right.
Yeah.
And you listen to our last Un show if you want to hear about the best form of dairy.
Oh, breast milk?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, man. I'm telling you what.
Human milk.
Yeah.
The milk of humans. You know, they're milking them.
What's that?
Well, they aren't.
Yeah.
They aren't. The mothers are.
They're milking themselves.
Yes.
Their babies.
Solly has something to say.
Oh, she was going to talk about it because she likes the milk.
Technically, all babies are like a human dairy factory.
Yeah. And look at her little chubbiness on it. Look at her.
We need the cholesterol in animal foods.
You should take a picture of her, Dan.
You know, because it helps nourish our hormones.
Yes.
And that's something I learned when I went all plant vegan for years and years and years and years and years and years.
Hey, real quick before we go, we really got to go. We've got 4 minutes, but I would like to give you all some. Oh, look, cute! Really, Danny's getting a picture of it.
Cat, as you're saying that.
Oh well, I can't do it.
Okay,
you kept first.
I want to listen to you, and I'm in pants. Go for it.
I was just saying really basic meals. What have we got? We've got salmon with sautéed zucchini and a salad on the side. We've got a sweet potato with like a little tiny, because it's a carb, a teaspoon of coconut oil seasoned with salt and pepper. We've got a salad on the side and maybe we've got a lean chicken breast.
Okay, I love tuna with sweet potato. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I just love
it. I love tuna. What other basic meals have we got? We've got some roast chicken and we've got green beans and maybe another veg or salad on the side. These are all dinners, you know.
Broccoli.
That's an meal if you have included the skin of chicken. What else have we got? We've got
I love a good e-meal with a sprouted sandwich, you know, and you could do just a delicious, delicious, delicious. I actually like cottage cheese on the toast, sprouted toast with hot sauce and black pepper.
I had to give it up. I had to give it on up.
But you loved it.
But I love it. It's the best.
But you can make a sandwich, Pearl. You can make a
sandwiches are so easy.
Yeah. What do you do for your e-sandwiches? Because I just make them light crossovers for my family now.
What do I put on there? I mean, I was into light laughing cow cheese for a long time.
It's
sort of gone off there now. I'll do a light smear of tahini. I love tahini.
Ooh,
for any of you who know what that is, it's a sesame paste or an almond butter. And I'll just put a teaspoon
and
on my toast.
And if you think that sounds weird and you've never eaten
so
it before,
good.
You eat it every time you have hummus.
Oh my goodness, it's so good. And then I do lots of salt and pepper, tomato, lettuce and tuna. That's like my favorite sandwich.
That sounds luscious, Pearl.
It is. And I've been making my own pan bread made with oatmeal, Serene.
Oh, Pearl.
Yeah,
lovely.
It's very lovely.
I like that. I remember when you and Meadow used to make that like 17 billion years ago.
Yeah, I know. So oatmeal is another basic jolly food. Come on, for breakfast.
Oh, Billy Graham was probably raised on that stuff.
How would he say
oatmeal
like,
every morning with my mother?
But he probably called it porridge. Back in those days,
porridge.
They called it porridge,
what
didn't they?
Poor word.
I don't know if they did call that in America. We called that growing up.
because we're from Scotland descent.
Come on, Serena, I gave you my basic meals. What are some of yours, loves?
That I have at the home that are pure S and pure E. Is that what we're trying to say?
Yeah, just not from any special ingredients, just the three.
Oh, mate, in the morning, it's just a couple of eggs whisked up with my favorite spices, thrown on a griddle. You could throw it on an iron skillet for Billy Graham, you know, if that's all you got.
An iron skillet.
And then I grate up my veggies. I throw either spinach on the other side of the griddle.
And you grate them to cook quickly, right?
Yeah. So on the other side of the griddle where the eggs aren't, I throw on like either frozen spinach, not and or. This is or. So if I either do spinach or I do grated zucchini or grated summer yellow squash or I do like grated eggplant or whatever, and then I flavor it up delish, put it inside the like egg
the
crepe
iron skillet.
And roll it and wrap it up and I smother it with deep S oils.
Mm-hmm.
Once it gets off and onto my plate. And that's my fave breakfast. But I just do love a really yummy, 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 yummy good bowl of oatmeal too from time to time.
Oh, on the oatmeal note.
Yes, yeah. Quinoa.
Maybe this is off plan. It's probably not. Maybe it's a crossover. I think it's a crossover. You tell me. Throw some cut, while it's hot, put in cut strawberries or fruit
and that's
in
not a crossover.
No, that's perfect. That's good. And that's really good. That's and that's email? Delicious. Yeah. Yep.
Man, let me tell you, when I was little, they had this this oatmeal company. It was like the oatmeal in a little individual bag that you make quick oats like for breakfast.
Yeah.
So they'd have that but then they had this little thing called flavor swirls where they had this very sugary jam like sauce that you swirled into
it. Wow, this sounds really bad.
It was really bad for you. It was total poison. Yeah. But it was ripping off
Pearl Sweatpouse oatmeal.
Yeah, it was ripping off that thing that your taste buds crave, which is oatmeal with fruit in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when I first had oatmeal with fruit in it, I was like 37.
Wow. Like, and now you love it, yeah.
And I was
that's probably real good for your gallbladder, eh?
Is it?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, because oats absorb that excess like fat in your intestines.
Oh, and it helps the fat go down.
Yeah.
The excess fat
in your intestine. Oats are an incredible soother and absorber.
They are a soother of the whole digestive
tract. Do you know
what?
I eat oatmeal and I put in your collagen.
Yeah.
And the other gut healer fixer.
Gelatin.
Together.
Mm.
Well,
I'll do
one of the either. One of the other.
One of the others.
Yeah. But usually when I'm healing, it's gelatin and now it's gelatin. Yeah.
Well, my favorite quick meal for lunch is a salad. With a salmon fillet, and I do now the air fryer thanks to Chris, head coach Chris.
Head coach Chris.
I throw it in, and it's just 5 minutes.
I want to know your
minutes.
Air fryer salmon. Is it the same way as Chris showed us on that video?
Yeah,
just
do that. But I just do it with salt because I flavor it afterwards. Salt and the spray, coconut oil spray.
And how long do you cook it for?
10 minutes, actually. I say five, but that's the frozen.
Hold on.
Too. They
you
blab
put
them out and they
a fillet. In the air fryer, because I tried it Chris's way and I messed up. Okay, so.
I do 10 minutes.
10 minutes from frozen.
Yes, and I don't switch or flip or do anything.
No, no flips. No flippies. No. And just some salt and some spray of oil.
On either side, both sides.
And then afterwards you season and put more oil.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
And with a salad. See, that's a nice, easy, deep
little
meal.
Goat's
See, I think the best meals are easy from any grocery store meals. You got your 1, 2, 3.
I baked the other day because it was my wonderful Esther and Arden's baby shower. It's so exciting, people. Yeah. But usually, Pearl, I don't even use our baking stuff.
A lot of time.
The other day, you were having a little tummy ache, and I'm like, oh, Pearl, you might be just, you know, some people are sensitive as adults. She goes, well, it can't be. I don't even use the sweeteners very much.
No, and sometimes then I'm into like Christmas time and all that, I'm baking. And
your daughter does. We're not saying they're bad. They're very healthy. They're great. What we're trying to say is you don't need them, people.
No, you don't need them. They can make life fun. And when you're coming from other things and you're feeling deprived, then please enjoy them. But if you just want to know how to basically eat the 1, 2, 3, that this is so easy, I hope we've explained it.
Yeah, simplify your life, people. All you need is 3 things, a mouth, tummy, and a brain.
She wants to go back to hers.
No, I'm doing penance. Pearl, what's yours again? No, I'm joking.
Trim mouth in mom on my way. And then I'll be mama to stay.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.